This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A court in Myanmar sentenced two members of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party to 90 years and 75 years in prison on Tuesday after finding them guilty of corruption, according to their lawyer. The sentences appear to be the most severe so far for any of the dozens of members of Suu Kyi's party who were arrested after the military seized power on February 1st. Suu Kyi is also being tried on corruption and other criminal charges that her supporters say were concocted to discredit her and legitimize the military seizure of power. Myanmar has been mired in violence and civil unrest since the military seized power. Protesters against the takeover, who faced beatings, shootings, and arrest, have turned increasingly to armed resistance, and insurgents are active in many parts of the country. The U.S. government pledged Tuesday to strengthen Haiti's national police as the country struggles with a spike in gang-related violence and a severe shortage of fuel that has deepened an economic crisis. Todd Robinson, U.S. Assistant Secretary for the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, said the U.S. has provided Haiti's police department with many vehicles and will soon hand out a couple hundred sets of protective gear. He said the U.S. also will work with police to fight gangs and implement community development and violence prevention. Haiti is still trying to recover from the July 7th presidential assassination and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the country's southwest region in mid-August and killed more than 2,200 people. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says at least 16 local employees have been detained in Ethiopia's capital, and a government spokesman asserted they were held for their, quote, participation in terror under a state of emergency as the country's year-long war escalates and ethnic Tigrayans face a new wave of arrests. All the detained staffers are Tigrayan, a humanitarian worker told the Associated Press. The UN said it was given no reason for the detentions, but Tigrayans, including lawyers, have reported widespread detentions in Addis Ababa since the state of emergency was declared, saying people are being picked up on the basis of their ethnicity alone. Ethiopia's government has said it's detaining people suspected of supporting the rival Tigray forces who have been fighting the government for the past year. Envoys from the African Union and the United States are trying to encourage an immediate ceasefire by Ethiopia's government and the Tigray forces, who long dominated the national government before Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came to power. Thousands of people have been killed in the year-long war. Thousands have been detained and millions have been displaced. Mexico's president warned Tuesday the world is sliding from civilization to barbarity and called for the 1,000 richest people, the 1,000 largest private corporation, and the 20 major economies to improve life for the 750 million people now existing on less than $2 a day. Andres Manuel López Obrador told the UN Security Council the proposal could generate $1 trillion annually and should go directly to the world's poorest people directly, quote, without any intermediaries, through a card or personalized electronic wallet. In a scathing speech to the UN's most powerful body, the Mexican leader sharply criticized the world's nations for not addressing corruption in all its forms, political, moral, economic, legal, fiscal, and financial, which he called the main problem of the planet. As an example, he pointed to the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, where pharmaceutical companies sold 94% and only 6% went to the UN World Health Organization's COVAX facility for distribution to poor countries. And an American soldier is the first woman to graduate from the U.S. Army course, a general U.S. Army sniper course. A general is calling her graduation a milestone for the National Guard and the Army. The military is not identifying her at this time. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.